Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of Catherine of Siena, Doctor of the Church. And from the United States, we hear from Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg is Director of the Doctor of Ministry in Preaching at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, We Are the Believing Heart of the Church.
I love the watercolor of St. Catherine of Siena, painted by American Dominican John Gerlach, inspired by the white marble sculpture of Catherine placed outside Castel Sant'Angelo in Rome, with the Vatican Basilica in the distance. Catherine, in both the painting and the sculpture, is in urgent motion on behalf of the poor and the church. Catherine was a 14th century lay Dominican mystic, a servant to the poor at the time of the Black Plague, and a defender of the unity of the church at a time of schism. She is a patron of Rome, Italy, and Europe. Certainly, she is one of our most beloved Dominican saints. You can learn more about Catherine by going to the website of another American Dominican, Thomas McDermott, at drawnbylove.com. When I last preached at the Word on March 12th, our reading from chapter 47 of Ezekiel gave us an image for the Second Vatican Council, its water flowing ankle-deep, knee-deep, and now in the Synod on Synodality, waist-deep from the temple. We listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to us about baptism and ministry in new ways. In March, I asked for your prayers for 27 preachers and theologians gathered from around the world at Aquinas Institute of Theology to consider proposals for lay preaching at the Eucharist. Father Scott Steinkirchner has posted our two-page proposal to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops and the Synod in Rome at word.op.org. Feel free to share this statement with others. One of the proper Mass readings for the Feast of St. Catherine of Siena also speaks about the rivers of living water. Today's passage is from the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 27 to 39. On the last day of the festival, the great day, when Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. In the fourth gospel, the water flows out not from the temple, but from the believer's heart. Today we celebrate the believer's heart of Catherine of Siena, a woman, a devoted follower of St. Dominic, a lay preacher, and a prophetic leader, whom Paul VI declared a doctor of the church in the aftermath of Vatican II. Like Catherine in her place and time, we wade into baptism and ministry in our time and circumstances. The same water of God's Holy Spirit flows in our believers' hearts. With our believers' hearts, we listen, discern, preach, serve, and prophesy. The synodal church is us, along with so many more. Today, with St. Catherine of Siena and so many more in baptism and ministry, we pray for the church, the poor, and our world.